Hello, my name is Steve Cook with the National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina. And in this edition of our podcast, we are speaking with Luke with Clusive. Would you tell us a little bit about your company and yourself before you start telling us the ins and outs of your company?
Yeah, no problem. And thank you for having me, Steve. My name's Luke Siminer. I'm the CEO and founder of Clusive.io, C-L-U-S-I-V.io. And we are the world's first e-learning or online learning platform built for and by people who are blind or have low vision. I'm born in Nebraska, raised in Virginia, and now I live in Texas. I've kind of been all over. And I when I was young, at 17, I joined the Army. I was a paratrooper. I got wounded in Afghanistan at the ripe old age of 19. And that kind of, after that, I got out of the military and went to college for nursing and software engineering, kind of all over the place before I finally found my calling and passion, which is Build Inclusive.
That is awesome. Well, first off, let me say thank you for your service, Luke. I certainly appreciate that. And just coming back from our National Federation of the Blind National Convention in New Orleans, I've just to comment on our opening ceremonies. I always really enjoy the Freedom opening ceremony. That is so wonderful and gives you chills.
It does, definitely does.
So tell us about Clusive and what age group is Clusive for?
So Clusive is kind of a lot of things, right? We're an online learning platform to start, and soon we'll be an app. But we serve really all ages and causes. Right now we're a pretty new company, and so we're focused on, we have been focused on people that are currently in vocational rehab and getting them the training to enter the modern or the remote workforce. So typically that falls somewhere between 16 and 64, I suppose. And I think that, a lot of what we're doing can even be useful for people, beyond 64, because it's not always in the efforts of getting a job. We've had a couple use cases where one of the most touching ones was a grandmother had lost her vision from a degenerative disease. And she, but still wanted to be able to Zoom with her grandchildren so that they could see her and so she could maintain that relationship through COVID. Inclusive helped her do that, so that we're kind of there for everybody, and soon we'll be in the K-12 space as well.
That is so wonderful, and I am glad to hear that, and I know that family with the grandmother certainly appreciated that. So tell me, if I were a 25-year-old, wishing I was that age again sometimes, but how could this benefit me if I was unemployed?
In a lot of ways. what we found is that no one out there has created training specifically to the blind or low vision user experience, right? The specific navigational pathways using JAWS or a screen reader technology are completely different than that of a sighted person using a mouse to click on buttons, right? And at times it's often a lot harder, because everything is kind of monotone and it's easy to get lost or things aren't clearly labeled. And so we create those pathways. We demystify how you use these softwares. And there's some staggering statistics, right? Like 86% of interviews are conducted virtually now. And so if you're not confident getting on a Zoom call, positioning your camera, blurring the background, doing the things that, operating and interacting, the soft skills that go with it as well. If you're not comfortable doing that, it really limits your job opportunities, right? And one of the biggest advantages in the current times is that, you can live in Indiana or South Carolina and you can get a job from California. And sometimes it'll pay California money. So really, Clusive helps you unlock those opportunities, points you towards resources, and on our own, we also help build up relationships with employers to help create those opportunities.
That is awesome. Do you being inclusive, Do you work with different rehab agencies, commissioned for the blind organizations?
We do, we do. We're not in South Carolina just yet, but we are in 22 states, some process or another. And we do work directly with the vocational rehab agencies. And through them, if you're in voc rehab, you merely have to request CLUSIV from your VR counselor and they'll enroll you. And if it's in a state that we're not currently in, like South Carolina, once again, just requesting CLUSIV from your counselor helps us get the process moving forward. For those that aren't in voc rehab, that's the market that we're really trying to reach now, and doing a lot of research on how we can best serve those who maybe they already have a job and don't want to go through the process of voc rehab again, but still want access to learn these skills. And so I think, right now it looks like we're going to be doing that through probably an iOS or an iPhone app, on a pretty small subscription basis.
That is wonderful to hear about the upcoming app.
Yes. And if anybody wants to, any of your users want to be a part of our piloting groups and get access to this early so that they can give us feedback, that would be wonderful. And don't hesitate to reach out via our website.
And would you mind giving that website again, Luke?
Yes, so Clusive, CLUSIV dot IO. And if you want to save yourself a second, you can, actually, no, I just say go to the homepage, and there's up at the very beginning, there's a navigational menu that'll say for students. So there's contact forms all over it.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And have you thought about the idea of working with college and universities' disabilities department?
Yes, we have. I think that, our remote learning prep course and, our fundamentals of computer science, and also just like I said, these main courses of how to use all the software for the modern workforce, a lot of that applies directly to college as well, right? A lot of classes are held virtually or can be. So we haven't, successfully developed any of those relationships yet. We've been kind of busy with the government side, but we look forward to, starting that as well.
And is all of the material in electronic format on your website, or if a person wanted to request some material for the training modules in Braille, is that possible, or even large print?
So the it's all digital. It's all on our app. It does work with refreshable Braille displays. We do not have currently any of the curriculum available in Braille. If that's something that there's a big demand for, then that's something that we would be honestly very happy to look at, doing.
Okay. And you had mentioned earlier about JAWS training courses. If I understood that correctly, is there specific training on JAWS? If yes, what about other screen readers? I know NVDA is real popular within some groups. Myself, I've never used it since I work on the employment side, and most of your companies, would not allow NVDA on their network because it's open source, but I feel like it's a great source for people to use at home that, unfortunately are not able to afford JAWS or other screen readers.
Yes, and that is kind of it's a sticky situation, this is something we're always, we're an agile company, so we're always open to feedback on, but my findings so far is that JAWS is the only thing you can really count on to take you into any workplace as an accommodation. Now the upside to that being that if you use NVDA and you take CLUSIV, you're still learning the key commands, right? And although there are differences between NVDA and JAWS, I think there's probably more similar than there is different. And so, yeah, and as you said, the problem with NVDA is that it's great software and it's a great option, but it is open source, so companies won't allow it on their their work machines. And the problem with VoiceOver from Mac is, while it's great, perhaps, you can't control if a company uses Mac or Windows. So JAWS is kind of just the all-around safe bet.
I agree with that with the JAWS software. One great thing with JAWS is once it's approved to put on networks, if something doesn't work properly, and if you have a scripter on staff or one that you can contract with, you can script JAWS a lot of times to work with that individual software, and hopefully long term it will work even when they update it.
Well, and that, you know, and that's one of the, I'm glad you brought that up, Steve. That's one of the biggest superpowers of Clusive, right? Is we kind of remove the need to be reliant on scripters, because while scripting is great and the people that do it are great, the horror stories are too many to count, where someone has gotten a job, they worked really hard to get it, they love that job, a so piece of software updates, and now they're either fired, put on leave, or they just can't work. And it's not a good dynamic, because now they're waiting for that scripter to come in or the company to do something, and that can be some time. With Clusive, what we do is, if you whether you purchase it yourself or you're enrolled through a state agency, it doesn't matter. You have this app, right? Where, for example, let's say Zoom changed their interface and you're trying to figure out how to hook up your external microphone, right? Well, Zoom updated, and so now you don't know how to do it anymore. You simply open the Clusive app on your phone, and you'll click digital. It'll have a selection of the things, cloud storage, email, digital meetings, whatever. So you select digital meetings, then you select Zoom, and then you select connect external microphone. And the updated steps to do that with Zoom's new user experience will be in there. So you'll have the keys and the navigational pathway at your fingertips.
That is awesome. And can you, once you go to clusive.io, are you allowed to use your website to log in, I should say, as a guest, or do you always have to create a profile? I know some places will require you to create a username and profile and also have a guest. I was just wondering about Clusive.
Yes. So as of right now, our website, you can, send us a message, and be put on the early list for when we first have the straight to the student or straight to the consumer version. In the future, you will be able to, subscribe and sign in right then and there, through the website. But right now, it's just getting put on a wait list.
And if you have any videos on your website for people to view, are they audio described as the person or people are going through the video?
Yes, so I believe we've avoided videos for the most part on our website right now. We do have an audio descriptive onboarding in the app itself for people that are enrolled. And I should clarify, I'm talking about two different product lines here, kind of. So, right now, currently selling to state vocational rehab agencies. If you're in voc rehab, you can request it today. That product is live, and we're actively training people in multiple states. For the straight to consumer version, that one, that will be, I estimate, probably Q4 of this year. And so, excited to watch that wait list grow and get this product in people's hands.
It definitely sounds like a wonderful program, and I will, as my conversations go on, I will definitely share the information. And that we took time out of our schedules today and were able to meet up on Zoom. Is there any other thing you would like the listeners to know about you or your company?
We're gonna have a really cool podcast that's gonna start dropping here probably in the next few weeks. It's gonna be called Getting Ruthless with Clusive, and
I like that.
we call it Getting Ruthless, right? Because I
Yeah.
feel like the blind and low vision population for a long time has kind of been held down. by whether it's agencies or people or just a societal perception. And I think that this next generation, as we experienced at NFB in New Orleans recently, right? People are fired up to do the right things and make a big change, and really change how the modern workforce, works. And that's it's super exciting. We're gonna have some really cool guests, some really fired up and entertaining podcasts. Probably not the traditional ones, but they're gonna be really fun. So stay tuned for that. You can subscribe to find out when those are gonna drop and have them, emailed directly to you at our website as well.
Well, that is awesome, Luke. And I certainly appreciate your time today. And again, be sure to take a look at Clusive at clusive.io and contact Luke for any questions that you may have.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you again for having me. I really appreciate it, Steve, and I look forward to meeting you at the NFB of South Carolina. Is that convention, conference? I forget the how we word that, but I look forward to meeting you.
Well, here in South Carolina, we call it convention, and looking forward to that myself. I caught up on registration forms this morning that came in while I was in New Orleans.
It's gonna be a fun one.
I know we look forward to it every year, and if you would like to join us for our National Federation of the Blind of South Carolina convention as well, go to nfbofsc.org to find out all about it.